This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, America? It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Glad you are here. And I know we've, you know, had a few guest hosts and a couple of best of shows, but the unfortunate thing is I cannot be everywhere all the time, and we're still working things out. I'm in the middle of a move as well. I shouldn't say I'm in the middle of it. I'm in the planning stages of a move, but I feel like I'm in the middle of it. So that's happening too, and it's overwhelming. It's overwhelming. Hey, we just got our certification for any donations you guys want to make to be tax deductible. That'll be on the website soon. And so it's a trust. And effectively, you donate to the trust, and then you can tell us what project you want your money to go to. Pardon me, we move the money from the trust to a 501c3, and boom, it goes out, and we complete our mission. And I think that it's the best. We literally have been looking at this for over 2 years, trying to figure out the best way for people to support us, get some taxes. I mean, you know, the average person donates like $20 or $10 to us whenever they do. And it's not that often, so it's not like I'm getting tons of money. But the fact is you guys can now donate it to the trust. The trust puts it in a 501c3 and then goes to work, whether it's helping kids get adopted or sporting gear, or it's messaging or whatever, or it could be the movie if you want to help out with bleedingbluemovie.com, the movie that we're about to complete and get moving forward. So lots going on, and I gotta tell you, I'm loving the new America. How are you feeling about it? You love the new America, or you like the old worn out America? I'm talking about the America from 8 years ago that we've been leading up to over the last five decades. You like that America, or do you like this new and improved six-month-old America? See, I like this new and improved version. I feel like I'm watching one of those Tide commercials that says, your clothes are going to get whiter and brighter. Yeah, I know that sounds racist, but I'm a black man. I can say it. Y'all might not feel good about saying that, but I want my clothes whiter and brighter. Yeah, I want new and improved Tide. I want it in the little, you know, they got the laundry. It used to be detergent, laundry detergent. And there's no laundry detergent. I'm talking about the powder. It's now in these little encapsulated plastic gel caps or something. You know, you pop that in there. Anyway, that's new and improved. And you don't have to guess as to how much you put in for a load of laundry. The little tablet says, this is how much. And I bet you the level of concentration, I don't even know the improvements. I don't want to get into the DNA of detergent. But I'm telling you, you know it's better. It's better for the environment. It's better for your machine. Your machine will last longer. If you just use the little pellet, you're good to go. I look at it as Donald Trump is the pellet of laundry. He's political laundry detergent. And he's draining the swamp. He's cleaning our clothes, draining the swamp in an environmentally friendly way. What more can you ask of your new president? Holy cow. I'm just saying. You know, it's funny. Donald Trump has the press backing up so much, it's hysterical to watch. Are you watching the leftist, folks? Maxine Waters is losing it. We are going to impeach this president. Blah, blah, blah. And so we'll talk about her later, but she's losing it. She spoke in front of Essence, and essentially, I mean, I don't even know if they even realize how much they out themselves in the things that they say, but we'll get into that. So you got Maxine Waters out there. You got CNN going, Donald Trump is threatening us. Did you see the video of him beating us up? Now, I saw the video that a guy produced who put a CNN head on Vince McMahon and had Trump giving him a beatdown. We talked about it yesterday. And let me tell you, the press is having a conniption. He wants to kill us. He wants to silence us. Yeah, they claim he's a threat. And it gets worse, and I'll get into the details of that video in a little bit more, because there's another video that's now surfaced, and I want to talk about it in the context of everything that's happening. But here's the thing. President Trump tweeted out on Monday that the legacy media would be forced to cover America's improving economy. And reporters in the establishment media freaked out. Yeah, they were implying that Donald Trump was going to force them to cover the news he wanted covered. Now, they know better, but I'm just telling you how fake the fake news is. Donald Trump is saying, we're going to do so well in the economy, the only thing they're going to be able to do is tell you the truth. That's it. Because the only alternative is you never believe them again. You lose total credibility. Look, as much as I believe that there's fake news media, I believe that occasionally they do inform. But when it gets to the point where you won't talk about the things that are happening in the economy, and I'm talking about great things happening in the economy, and you're hiding this stuff from Donald Trump, then, I mean, from his accomplishments, you're hiding the accomplishments of Donald Trump. I'll get it. I'll get it out. Still a little jet lag. But when you're doing that, now you got a problem. But these little sissies, oh, he's going to force us to report good news about him. That's all we're going to be able to do. It'll be like Saddam Hussein, all things Trump. Hey, Donald Trump, we love Donald Trump. It's funny to watch him. And just, look, all you have to do in any of these things is reverse it. So right now there's a little boy. I think his name is Charlie something. Charlie Dard, is that it? Something like that. Anyway, he's a little white boy from England, and he's got a rare disease. And Donald Trump is saying, "Look, we gotta he chimed in on it. I don't know what he said because I'm still catching up. I'm still in Paris. I wish it was romantically. I was like, oh, I'm in Paris, having so much fun. No, I'm just saying my mind is still over there from all the events because I have a lot of things I got to write about and talk about on that. But I was out of touch. But here's the thing. Donald Trump chimes in on a little boy who's sick, apparently, and they want to not let him come to America, Britain, and all. I mean, socialized medicine doesn't want him to come over and look at the place where he can get the best. And you know why? Because every time they talk about this, and we've got a couple of clips from a Canadian journalist who talks about socialized medicine. Every time you talk about socialized medicine, what you find out is it's mediocrity. Hey, you know what? Socialized medicine's great. As long as you're not trying to save your child's life. When you go, oh, well, you know, it's kind of average for everybody. Everybody gets to get it and blah, blah, blah. There's no innovation. And the doctors are mediocre. But, I mean, for everything that you really need for well care, who cares? Yeah, you're right. Until it's your child or your parent or your wife or husband who then needs that specialized care. Where do you run to, baby? You come to America. But if Obama had talked about helping this little kid, it would have been all good. But Trump says it. It's political. Hey, speaking of politics, that's what we talk about here on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. RacePimping.com is where you can get my book if you want it. We're trying to put together a series or an event, probably at the Dole Institute, where we talk about a lot of these issues that are boiling around the world. I'm going to get that event done because I so want to talk about this stuff. Man, I've got to tell you, folks, if you are not getting empowered, if you are not feeling empowered at this point to get out there and talk about Donald Trump, shame on you. I don't want to get after you, but shame on you. You know, I still got whisper campaigns, and Kevin, oh, what do you think? What are you whispering about? Get out there and go do something. The Donald Trump tweet, you know, about his economy. Like, go look at the stats. By the way, I'll be honest with you. I haven't even had time to look at the latest job numbers, unemployment, whatever you want to call it. Haven't looked at it. I haven't looked at how much money Trump had saved us so far by cutting government bureaucracy as he's been doing. I haven't looked at the budget talks and things like this. But here's what I do know. And I don't need it. I don't need a report on this. I don't need the Congressional Budget Office to tell me something that I already know intrinsically, which is this economy is improving dramatically. And you know what it also is doing?
it's helping the world economy improve. Yeah. But look, I'm going to tell you something. You go, you read the news, and you find, oh, China's not helping with North Korea, and Russia's still doing this and all that. Here's what I guarantee you. Those guys will be in line shortly. They will be. And it's all tied to our economy and Donald Trump's handling of that economy. And every day I get a little bit more, what's the word, excited or whatever, choose whatever you want. But it's a form of excitement when I think about Donald Trump gets a little better understanding every day of how it's all working. And he's got experts looking at it. I love it. But anyway, he's talking about great job numbers, strong economy, success with ISIS, the border, how he's dealing with the Russians, the Chinese, what's going to be happening with Iran, the North Koreans, etc. We have never had this level of competence in the White House as it related to both domestic and foreign policy, except for Reagan. And I will be honest with you, I think Donald Trump has a better handle on it than even Ronald Reagan from an economic point of view. I'll spit it out. I'll get all this stuff out here in a bit. So, I'm thrilled. And what the disjoint is, how can many of us be so thrilled and yet the left be so vexed? So, we have to, that's the gap you have to close. And the only way you close that is by throwing it in their faces, by grabbing those suckers by the throat and saying, stop with your nonsense. Look at everything Donald Trump's been doing. Let me tell you something. If Barack Obama had done a fraction of the things we're talking about, the guy would have been president for life. And I would have been vying for it. But Donald Trump makes a thing, makes an announcement, says, hey, look, press, you're going to one day be forced to talk about all the good things that are going on in this country where we are stamping out ISIS. Well, look, what you should have on your desk if you're a conservative is a checklist of the promises Donald Trump made, and you're just checking them off. It's like your bucket list, a political bucket list. He just ka-choon, ka-choon, ka-choon. He's checking them off, and you're checking them off. Because you elected him. And some of you who were afraid to vote for him, you're now happy about it. In fact, that is probably the least, that is the a group of people who, that block is growing so large daily, it's being overlooked by the media. These are the people that don't want to admit that they didn't like Trump, and now they do. That list is growing faster than, I don't know, the teenage girls, anyway, scoring fast. So, admit it. Come out and tell people, you know what? Hey, it looks a lot better than I thought it was. I thought he was going to be this. I thought he was going to be a warmongering boo boo boo. I thought he was going to be Putin's puppet. Whatever you were talking about, you should be out there defending this dude. And instead of and allowing the media to say things like, there was a lady, NBC's Katie Turr. She was talking about, Donald Trump's going to force us to talk about the good economy. He's going to force us to talk about jobs numbers and success with ISIS. How dare he? How dare he what? How dare he put out a tweet that says, the media is finally going to have to recognize the good things that we're doing. And for the record, I don't look at Trump as he's the guy to do it. I mean, I'm glad we finally chose the right person who's willing to do our stuff for us, but these are common sense things to do, folks. Talking about trade deficits, $347 billion trade deficit with China, and it never resonates with Barack Obama to go, you know, that's a little one-sided. That's a pretty significant piece of the economy. I don't know if you keep up with things, but that's a third of a trillion. It's more than that. Let me see. Carry Matt. Carry 2, 3. Yeah, so if it was $333 billion, it would be a third of a trillion. $347 billion is bigger than $333 billion. Just FYI for the liberals listening to the show. I do know the math. I was just joking. So a third of $1 trillion. Go look up GDPs in the world. And just look at our trade deficit with China. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to give you a little hint. It's bigger than half of the country's gross domestic product in the world. Just our trade deficit with China. You know, so you get these leftists who won't give credit for Trump for saying, we're gonna put that back in balance. Yet Barack Obama saying, hey, get used to the idea that you've lost your jobs, Americans. You're going to have to do something else. Hey, I get it. I understand. I remember, look at all the industries that have suffered because of innovation. But look at what innovation has created. You could say, oh, well, the internet got rid of these many jobs or whatever. The people don't need brick and mortar, whatever. Yeah, well, maybe so. But look at how many jobs it created. How many people make a living on eBay? How many people make a living on the internet in one form or another? My hand's up. By yours. How many of you are contemplating how to make a living on the internet? Hey, so much for roads and bridges. I mean, look, there's an example. Our website, you know, we get fractional pennies when people come to the website. There you go. I don't need just thinking roads and bridges. So, look, folks, things have changed, but you got to give credit where credit is due. It's stupid media. They want you to believe that Trump is against them. Quite the opposite. See, they tell you what they are. They're against him, and you know it. They're against him in ways that we've never seen. There are leftists that tell you this. Ways we've never seen. But Trump's after him. Yeah, he is after him. Because they're part of the swamp. The swamp that he's draining.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon or warm and serve. Life-saving ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Hey, did you guys happen to catch me? I was on Tucker. I was in D.C. last week, or was it? Yeah, last week. God, time just flies, man. Anyway, I was in D.C. I was at an event. It was an immigration event with a group called FAIR. And it was on Tucker's show. No, we were talking about Stevie Wonder. No big deal. But we were talking about Stevie Wonder. It was good to see Tucker. You know, he's replaced O'Reilly. I've only was on O'Reilly, I think, two or three times. But anyway, I was on the show with Jamila Taylor, I believe is her last name. And she's a hardcore leftist. She's a feminist. She claims she's not a leftist, but she's kind of lefty. She's a feminist. And it was funny talking to her in the green room. She, from what I was told, she's really volatile. Not as volatile as Durden, Lisa Durden. There's nobody more volatile than that crazy woman. You know what? We should talk about her. I wasn't going to talk about her because we have so many other things to talk about, but we do need to talk about Lisa Durden because she was on Tucker and she went off and started talking about nanny and just acting crazy. And the place where she worked, they let her go. I think we have a clip. We have a clip of it.
I think the 20th, they had a Board of Trustees meeting. You should see it. Everybody was there talking about how fantastic I was as a professor, students, parents, teachers. Where were these so-called imaginary folks that they're talking about? Where were they when we had a press conference, some organization called Faculty and Students Unite to hashtag reinstate Lisa Durden, Professor Lisa Durden? Where were they at the rally and the press conference? I don't know about. That's very curious. These imaginary people that they're saying now, 2 weeks later, complain.
What's the percentage of black students at Essex County College, which is a community college there? Correct.
Right. Newark is a mostly black city, but we have other cultures, and it's a mostly black and brown city, black and brown college. So I'm going to say there's a very small percentage of white. The rest are maybe a large percentage of black and some other.
So Essex County College is predominantly black.
And Dr. Lee is African-American, so is Mr. Monroe, the vice president and the president. Absolutely. The administration is black.
Oh, that's okay.
And that's why.
So you're not a minority amongst the faculty either.
Absolutely not. When I came home from the Tucker Carlson show, and be real clear, that was a debate. I wasn't there to play games. I was there to take a bite out of crime. Okay? In other words, so I marched in there to debate with him. I'm not there to be nice to you. But when a black woman's on television who is direct, who's aggressive, we're angry. Well, when Judge Jeanine Pirro's on TV pointing and screaming and yelling, she's intelligent. And when Nancy Grace is coming on television, she's intelligent. Well, I'm an expert. I'm a journalist and a documentary filmmaker that also does feature films. So I'm in front of the camera and behind the camera. So why can't I come on there and be aggressive and talk in the same vein as any expert in the field of pop culture, politics, and social issues? Those are my expertise. I have a degree from Seton Hall University in journalism. Stop playing. Italian. So now when I do it, I'm not intelligent. When they do it, oh, they're amazing. They're intelligent. They're fantastic.
Welcome back, everybody. Oh, so that was not Jamila Taylor. That was Lisa Durden. But let me go back to Jamila, and then I'll come back to the Durden thing. So I was told Jamila was a really hardcore leftist. And everybody that sent me texts and things after the show said, wow, Kevin, you really calmed that lady. She agreed with you. And I go, what can you disagree on? Stevie Wonder, an icon in the black community, speaks out about Black Lives Matter and says, look, we got to stop killing each other before you can try to, you know, proffer the idea that black lives matter to you. You got to quit killing each other. And then he has to backtrack. And, of course, Tucker kept the segment kind of light. But the fact of the matter is, Stevie Wonder was right in saying it. And he backtracked. And I was making a bigger point on the show that the fact that Stevie Wonder even rescind or retract or whatever you want to look at it, even soften that the message at all, explain to you how big of an issue this is. You can't say anything about black people without getting any type of big time feedback that's negative, and it's going to make you not want to go off the plantation, so to speak. And so, but Jamila, who's for the most part was agreeing, like, yeah, you're right, yeah. So I don't know much about her, honestly. I met her. She says, Kevin, the left doesn't really like me. They like the fact that I'm black and I'm outspoken. I'm a feminist and I'm an atheist. And she says, the right don't like me because I'm an atheist. And I said, that's not true. I said, I'm a God-fearing Christian. But I respect your, you telling me up front I'm an atheist. Now, I have zero belief in what you believe in. Zero. I believe in a God. I believe in the God. And, but you are free to have that thought. Me personally, I think it's ignorant to not believe in a higher power. I think that if you are smart and in tune with yourself, you already know something's driving you and you don't know what it is. How was that planted there? So, but my point to her was the left, you may not be liked by the left because every now and then you step away from what they said. You're a pragmatist and you go, you know what, Kevin, Black Lives Matter. You can't be killing black folks. And no, you can't say that. So I said, but on the other side of it, you can be an atheist and be on the right. I mean, as much as I disagree with that point of view, I'm not going to kick you out of the right. You don't get kicked out of the club because we don't agree. What I would say is, let's discuss it. You might be, oh, Kevin, you have to understand, and you want to tell me something about the origins of the earth, and I'll listen to you. I won't believe it, but I'll listen to you, and I won't be mad at you. And it was funny. So the point I'm making, folks, is we were talking in the green room, and Jamila married with a little boy about the age of my youngest, and we were talking sports and meritocracy and all this, and I can see her bouncing back and forth between the left and the right, but I wouldn't call her a moderate because she's, she's very feminist, for example. But in an example of that, we talked about femininity, and I said, well, what do you think? I go, just out of curiosity, what do you think about transsexual men in women's sports? And she just immediately goes, no. And I said, yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that because to me, it's like substandard men going to compete with women and dominating women. And I go, where does it lead you? And she completely agreed. But there were things that we didn't agree on. It was fine. Again, God being one. So now I want to go back to Lisa Durden. So Lisa Durden's got this issue with Tucker. And she's talking about what was funny. The people who – I want you to understand how prepared – and she was on a Roland Martin show on News One. I want to show you how prepared they were for her. They know nothing about Essex County College – where Lisa Durden had been made a professor. That should scare you to death right there. That should make you not ever want to put your kids in college. Is the idea that in Newark, New Jersey, they would allow Lisa Durden, who had gone on Tucker and essentially taunted white people, saying, she cares nothing about white people based on one thing, folks, the amount of melanin that is in your skin. But oh, by the way,
If you profess to be black, like a Rachel Dolezal, then she may tolerate you. But what was funny, Roland Martin says, well, what's the percentage of black students? And she's like, oh, well, it's majority black. And she, in fact, it's in Newark, and she says, it's a small percentage of whites in the school. Majority black, predominantly black. The person who put Lisa Durden on blast, meaning got her suspended and ultimately fired, was, anybody want to take a guess? Black, Dr. Lee, and they're going, so you're not a minority among the faculty. This is the panel of black people on News One. So it wasn't some white person who conspired against you, Lisa. Nope. And so she goes on to say, well, I went to Tucker Carlson's show to showcase blackness. I was going to use her words, take a bite out of crime. She's preconceived notion that she's going there to essentially debate anything that he says. Look, I'll tell you this. When I go to debate the left, my preconceived notions are just who I am. But I'm willing to discuss your points from any perspective you want to discuss them. I'm not there just to go, I'm a conservative and isn't. If the conservatives, if you're talking about a person who's done something wrong, I'm going to cover it that way. I'm not going to go, well, I'm a conservative. I'm here to take a bite out of crime no matter what you say. No, not the case. But then she goes on to say this, and this is what's funny. Any black woman who's direct and aggressive is angry, but Judge Jeanine can be direct and aggressive, and she's intelligent. Now, she says, I'm there to be aggressive because I'm a professional in pop culture and politics, etc., whatever she said. But what's funny is all roads point back to black folks who looked at her behavior and went, whoa, too far. Now, here's the point of all of this, guys. These are black people recognizing that people like Lisa Durden have taken it too far. This is not the white conservative Republican establishment. These are people going, you know what? We're sick of this. That's what you can take from this. Many people have tired of this nonsense, and that means we're winning.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I hope the staff is treating you okay. You getting your drinks on time? How's the food? It's the Kevin Jackson Show. This is radio. People are out there, what are you talking about? It's not like we're at a club where he's doing stand-up or something. Nah, just hanging out, folks. Anyway, glad you're with me. So I talked a little bit about Lisa Durden because the she is very symptomatic of what's happening in this country. She's symptomatic of a media that wants to sort of put a new face on everything. So, see, Lisa Durden is a racist, an ethnocentric racist who went on Tucker Carlson's show and essentially mocked white people. Had she mocked Muslims, it would have been a real big deal. But she mocked white folks. And you know what happened? Black folks got after her at her college. They did. The reason why I bring this up again, even though we talked about it earlier in the broadcast, is I want you to understand how the tide slowly begins to turn. See, there's an ebb and there's a flow. And I don't know which direction it is, but what I can tell you is there would have been a time where this woman would have gotten a pass. She didn't get a pass. But let me talk about what's been happening in terms of getting a pass. Are we there yet? As the kids would say on a long road trip, no, we're not there. What would the media have said about Obama if he wanted to help a baby in England? What's the baby's name? I forget his name. Donald Trump. Carl? Is it Carl? Donald Trump wants to help a little baby who's terminally ill or whatever get to experimental treatment in America. If Obama had done this, he'd be sainted. He'd be canonized. Saint Obama wants to help a little white baby. Yeah. I don't know if it would have done anything for race relations, but probably not. The only thing we could hope, and you can bet even if this were true, the media would still cover it poorly, but if the little baby had not been Carl, and it had been little Muhammad, a little Arab baby who needed this experimental treatment, Donald Trump would still be considered a pariah. Wait till one time, you pick up the media and they'll say, yeah, well, Donald Trump only wanted to help that baby because he's white. Hey, what if Barack Obama, instead of having spent trillions of dollars more than his predecessor, had already started, it started out his administration by saving the government millions of dollars? What do you think we'd be talking about? Would we be talking about the fact that Barack Obama's administration was spending less on salaries, I don't know, $5 million less on salaries, $20 million over the term of his presidency, that he's, the czars that he had hired were gone, you know, whatever. If in comparison to George Bush, what do you think the media would be telling you if Barack Obama had come in and said, we're going to make a symbolic gesture here, and we're going to cut, I'm not going to cut the salaries of my staff. We're not going to bring on anybody new. And he'd gone through the whole thing, and he had cut all that down, and people were going, whoa. I mean, what would they would be cheering this dude. His austerity. Even if he had, you know, raised the debt, he doubled it, right? The debt from 10 trillion to 20 trillion. But even if he had done that, they still would have said, well, he certainly started out in the right way. Look at Barack Obama. That was amazing what he did. I'm hearing he's helping the Democrats. He's helping behind the scenes. That's what's being reported. Here's what the article, former President Barack Obama has been reaching out behind the scenes to a handful of congressional lawmakers, a handful, and the party's leadership to discuss the future of the Democratic Party. This was an article in The Hill, a newspaper on Capitol Hill. The Hill says Barack Obama's reaching out to these people. Let me tell you something. For all intents and purposes, this dude is the Grim Reaper. And Barack Obama, if I was a Democrat, and Barack Obama said, I'd like to have a meeting with Kevin, I'd be like, I'm not in, no. I wouldn't even take his phone call. Death will kill you by phone. Hello, ho. You just pass out. There is no way I take that meeting. Barack Obama is the kiss of death. Please. God. But anyway, here's what the report goes on to say. He doesn't want to be the president or the voice of the Democratic Party, one unnamed former aide to Obama told The Hill. But he'll definitely be there to guide folks along the way. This is the captain of the Titanic saying, I'll sail. You're like, oh, I'm getting a little tired here in the wheelhouse. And he's the captain of the Titanic says, hey, well, won't you take a nap? I'll take over. No thanks there, Barack. You ought to find out who the captain of the Titanic is so I could be more informative, huh? Now, you don't need to know that. That's trivial. Anyway, according to The Hill, Obama has held meetings, I love this, I love this part of this article, on a by-request basis. By request. Like, I'll meet with you, but you got to request me. So, exactly, who makes this phone call? A Sheila Jackson Lee staffer?
We would like Mr. Barack Obama to get to Houston, Texas to talk to Sheila Jackson Lee.
I mean, what is it that they? I don't know. I'll be really blunt here. Black politics is crazy politics. I was watching an episode of House of Cards, and they were trying to get the Republican candidate was trying to woo the Congressional Black Caucus to at least consider working with him. And I have to tell you, it was the most convoluted, nonsensical depiction of blacks. But what was funny about it? It was very real. He comes in and says, you know, what is working with the Democrats gotten you? And they go, look at here, look at him. And it was exactly how things play out, where they don't want to hear anything from a Republican president. And it has nothing to do with helping blacks. It has to do with keeping their offices. I find this, it's uncanny. Wow. Anyway, they said this, as I said, on request basis, they want a meeting with, if you want a meeting with Barack Obama from the Democratic House and Senate members, and it also included the DNC chair, Tom Perez. I haven't heard much from Tom Perez. He came out of the block after he'd beaten Keith Ellison, one of the two Muslims in Congress, and he's essentially, left of Fidel Castro. And I'm trying to figure out, where's this guy? What's he doing? His party is in triage, and I don't see him. He's running around with the same message, and now what do they want to do? They want to bring in the dude who wrote the message that got over 1,000 Democrats kicked out of office over the last 8 years. You know what? I'm not, far be it from me to teach these guys about logic, but that's the last guy I would bring in. Anyway, they said, this is what a DNC aide said. Hey, man, it's only the future of the world in your hands. Apparently, Obama joked with Perez in one conversation. The future of the world. He's not kidding when he says that. It wasn't a joke. Socialism is what they consider to be the future of the world, and it was going to be. You're going to watch countries that adopt a democratic republic and take a country-first policy to hand. By the way, that country-first policy doesn't mean you're anti-whatever. America first doesn't mean I hate Germany or I hate France or I hate Spain or whatever. It just means I'm going to put the interests of my people ahead of anything else. And if the Spanish will do that, and let's say they make, Matador capes better than anybody, and then they put a marketing program where everybody wants one, well, good for them. And if they can create a trade imbalance because they have some product that we want overwhelmingly, so to that I say good for them. Good, 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 good. But I love the article. Here's what it goes on to say. He doesn't want the focus to be on him. This is an unnamed source. They say he doesn't want to be out in front. Barack Obama doesn't want to be out in front. They say he is aiming to provide space for new leadership to step up, but he also wants to be an available resource. Available to, for what? Here's what I would tell you. Whatever Barack Obama advises, do the opposite. It's like the guy that can't win betting. Just bet opposite. Say, Fred, what are you thinking? Oh, I was thinking of, taking the Celtics. Okay, take whoever the Celtics are playing. That's the way you do it. They say he's going to be emerging on the fundraising circuit. Well, at least it's going to be something he's qualified to do. Well, that and vacationing. He's a good resource for that.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.